Well, Emmanuel Macron's been president since 2017, and he's had, as we were hearing before, seven prime ministers. This is the shortest reigning prime minister, Sebastien Lecornu, but some of the previous ones have also been pretty short. And the reason for that is that during the first term in office, 5 years, from 2017 to 2022, things were going fairly okay for Emmanuel Macron. He had the majority in parliament, could pass the policies that he wanted to get through. But when he was re-elected in 2022, he wasn't given a majority in parliament to be able to push through more reforms that he had planned. And that has led to him calling snap elections last year after the far-right national rally did very well in the European elections, thinking that with that he could win back a substantial majority in the National Assembly and push through these reforms that he wanted to push through, notably to try to reboot the French economy, because there's a €3.3 trillion debt that France has right now, which is absolutely colossal and is preventing the country from reorganizing its public services. Basically,